the Home Run with Lee Dixon right along the northwest coast and on the iHeart app. Download it now for free and listen to the Home Run, where Tuesday afternoons it's time to talk finance. Justin Delandy from Lending For You, hello.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Well, mate, how are you?
I've been better, Lee. Unfortunately, I've been hit with that spicy cough.
Oh,
COVID number two.
Round two.
Yeah, round two.
it's after you. Righto, so hopefully your line will be nice and clear, the Savo. Mate, let's talk finance. Record market share for mortgage brokers right now.
Yeah, look, it's last month it was a record again. It hit 70%, and for the first time recorded market share, we've had 71.7% of all new residential home loans between July and September 2022. That's a record figure looking back at 40 consecutive quarters that the measure's been tracked. So that latest data has been released by research group Comparator, and that's owned by CoreLogic, and commissioned by the Mortgage and Finance Association. So the value of home loans settled by brokers reached $94.8 billion. That's pretty big. Market share, compared to the same quarter last year, was 66%,
mm-hmm.
and 60% the quarter the year before. So
it's growing.
Continual growth. And, look, the MFAA CEO, she's come out and basically said that, we've got now more than seven out of 10 borrowers choosing to use the experience and services of a broker to navigate their finance option. And look, that result's come about, we've had the implementation of a number of government reforms over the past 5 years, including best interest duty. And with obviously rising interest rates and many borrowers reverting from fixed to variable rates, this year and coming over next year too, brokers are pretty well placed to support their clients to understand their options. And that may include negotiating a more competitive rate with your current lender, or refinancing to a different product that's in their best interest. So a lot of growth, Lee, in people wanting to use a mortgage broker, which is, that's one of the reasons that we've made the jump, mate, and we're sitting in a brand new office down in the mall in Devonport.
Good on you. And, of course, it's offering consumers choice, and that's really, at the end of the day, what we all want, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
All right, Reuters have conducted a poll recently on Australian house prices. How's this looking? Because forecasts weren't too crash hot to start with, were they?
No, they weren't. Look, they're already on a bit of a decline. These analysts are predicting a further slump of across Australia, about 16%. That's more than double the correction than during the 2008 financial crisis. But what we've got to remember, Lee, is during the pandemic, home values across Australia were up, 25 to 30%. And it's been driven by near zero interest rates. And we've also got to remember, interest rates that we had were not the norm. What we're seeing now is actually the norm.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a shock to the system for everybody because we've had such low interest rates for a long period of time. The Reserve Bank's lifted by 270 basis points this year to a nine-year high of 2.85%. We haven't seen increased interest rates for 10 years. We're going to see further hikes. They expect that to curtail inflation. That'll in turn cool down house prices, of course. The Reserve Bank's hoping that tightening will also slow a bit of consumer spending. Since that financial crisis we talk about in 2008, Australian house prices have nearly doubled.
Mm.
So although they're saying that, we might plunge, 15 to 16%, and that could happen here on the northwest coast too. We might drop a little bit. We're starting to see the market slow a little bit. It's still pretty buoyant, but it's a lot less movement in the market than there was, say, 12 months ago. But even if it comes back a bit, we've still had substantial price increases over the last few years. So, and lower house prices help improve affordability, helps first home buyers get in. We're pretty lucky here, Lee. You could always live in Sydney, which is the world's second least affordable housing market after Hong Kong.
Yeah, wow. And again, you wouldn't tell on the surface because there are still plenty for sale signs popping up and sold stickers being strapped on around the place.
Definitely is. You know, we're still ticking along. Sure, we're probably the heat's gone out of the market a little bit, and prices, you know, vendors out there are having to realise that the market's not what it is, but it's still not too bad. We're in a pretty good spot.
Good to hear. How's the dollar looking this week?
Look, it's tumbled with the start of the week. It the US dollar was having a bit of a moment last week, and we sort of saw some growth in the Australian dollar. But China, our closest neighbour, of course, has their pursuit of a zero-case COVID-19 policy is being challenged by, you know, a lot of people that are not happy over there as cases increase across the country.
Because if you live like in a high-rise apartment over there and there's one case in the whole apartment, that gets locked down, doesn't it?
That's right. And those continual lockdowns are facing protests in several major cities, which is really testing the Communist Party's resolve to maintain that policy. You've seen a little bit of volatility in the Hong Kong Seng Index. And of course, we've had the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe came out with an apology before a sentiment estimate hearing only yesterday in regard to hopefully achieving a bit of a soft landing for the economy. And that apology was also about him saying that interest rates were not going to increase until 2024. Well, that's we've had a bit of a turnaround on that. It's still not too bad. We're currently sitting about 67 US cents, but with, you know, who knows where we go next week.
Well, we'll find out when we talk to you in 7 days. Hopefully you're a little bit better too.
Oh, yes, mate. Look, I must say, second time with COVID, you know, working from the home office, but it's nowhere near as bad as the last.
Good to hear. All right, we'll chat to you in a week, mate.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Lee.